We now welcome on the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Mike Linden. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. Before we start talking about Friday's game at Charlotte, just talk a little bit about how camp has gone for your team and how you feel going into the game this week.
Yeah, you know, camp has gone really well for us. Actually, we're still, school doesn't start till Wednesday, so we still have opportunities with meetings, training room sessions, lifting sessions, all those things. And so we're taking advantage of that. Our guys have done a really good job of getting, you know, kind of getting acclimated to what's getting ready to happen for us academically. But I would say, you know, had a great opportunity during the course of the summer, June and July, for guys to be here, take advantage of our strength coach, Kenny O'Mary, get bigger, faster, stronger, you know, just kind of get more of a buy-in of what's going on, what's happened. And, you know, looking forward to a productive season with a lot of guys that have played in college football games right now. So, you know, the first game being this Friday.
First question for you from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Mike, could you share your thoughts on your relationship with Charlotte coach Will Healy, and was that the basis of this game?
Well, I mean, we know that Will was on the 2008 national championship team. He was backing up Eric Ward. Will, as a quarterback, was, very a smart guy. He was a great team leader, a great guy that you know, that wanted to make sure that everybody felt that they were valued and affirmed. You know, his football acumen very high, and he's a good person. And so, you know, didn't surprise me as he went on and made this a profession that he took all those attributes plus, you know, what he knows as a player and the skill set that he has and his ability to, you know, to build a cohesiveness within a team and a staff. He's done a really good job. You know, he's done a good job, and he is where he is now. So I'm proud of him. You know, when you've been doing this for a while and you see guys, quote unquote, under your coaching tree or tutelage or whatever it might be that you had a chance to be around, he's one of those guys that's done a really good job of going out and blazing a path for himself. And so it'll be good. I've talked to him on the phone, but I haven't seen him in quite a few years. But we've talked on the phone and look forward to seeing him again in person.
Coach, is that the basis of why this game was scheduled, your relationship, or was there something else?
Not really the basis of that. I mean, obviously, you know, for all of our FCS teams looking for opponents that have opportunities to play FBS teams, it just so happened to be a fit and an open date and a match and all those things. So it just worked out.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Next question, Mike, from Marty O'Brien. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. Can you talk a little bit about how it is different during camp when you enter a season, you know, ranked in the top 25 and with fewer doubts than you had last year, maybe, or during spring before that when you entered the season?
Yeah, when you're in camp, you know, even though there are some time restrictions, but then there are opportunities to extend, you know, training room lifting. You know, you can break up your meetings, the way you practice, your walkthroughs. You're not constrained to the, you know, in season 20-hour NCAA rule limit, and so even during that time, you know, you have to give the guys a day off. So I think part of the challenge is providing a structure where the guys are going to get are going to raise their football IQ, are going to have opportunities to lift to continue getting bigger, faster, stronger, or are going to have opportunities to learn, whether it's film work, whether it's walkthrough. We do a lot of mental health and wellness things. We do yoga, we do all those things. You know, a nutritionist talks about how you eat, when you eat, what you eat, you know, those types of things. So you can really take advantage of using all aspects of a player's development. And then when school starts, obviously the biggest thing is the classes and the restrictions that you have on the field and how you lift and when you lift. So I believe our guys have done a really good job, like I said, you know, being here in June and July and going through this August camp, you know, putting to practice those things that have been learned and demonstrated to them. So we got today and then tomorrow, and then classes start on Wednesday. So it's been pretty unique. Normally classes have started before, you know, while you're playing the first game, but they're still not in classes. They're going through orientation periods. You know, they're not missing anything because they're student athletes here. We want to make sure that they get the full advantage of meeting, you know, their RAs or OAs, classmates, hallmates, or whatever it might be, Marty. So, again, an older team that is more mature this year for us, or guys have been able to handle the things that have been presented, and knowing that when you come to college, you're going to learn a lot of things, and you got to be able to adapt and adjust, and our guys have been good at doing that.
Do you feel a difference in the players' confidence and attitude-wise, and even in yourself, you know, particularly approaching the season, but also a game against a team like Charlotte that's maybe a more realistic possibility of a victory than a lot of FCS teams have against FBS teams?
Well, I mean, first of all, guys that have been here for a while and played in college football games, played against FBS opponents, played in tough games, you know, had last second wins and last second losses. I think our leadership speaks for itself. And you have a guy like Carl Fowler, who's like a three-time captain, you know, Zaquan Bassant, who's done a phenomenal job, you know, being a captain, Colby Sorsdale, Trey Watkins, and Lachlan Pitts. You know, those guys have been around for a while. You know, a lot of us have had the advantage of having the COVID extra year, you know, with having guys that are now, you know, getting chances to earn their masters because they've been in school so long. You know, I think that's one of the benefits of having these guys around. These guys they want to get a William Mary degree. They want to get a master's if possible as well. So it's been good to see the players, their maturation process. And when you have leadership that speaks to the culture, that speaks to the expectations of some of the other players here, and particularly the young players are coming in. We've got like 30 something new players that had to be indoctrinated to the program and what we're all about, and understanding that you can have the best of both worlds at this school academically and athletically. And when you have leadership that embraces that, it makes it easier, Marty. So I'm really happy with the leadership that we have, the guys that we have. And now, you know, now the season is upon us, and we're ready to go.
Thanks, Coach.
Next question for you, Mike. Dave Johnson. Good morning, Dave.
How you doing, Mike? A year ago, Nate Lynn was viewed as a kid who had great potential, great talent. Now he's proven that, and he's a national name. Talk about, if you would, how he has changed from a year ago to now, not only physically, but mentally.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. You know, Nate is a phenomenal young man. I love him. Love him like a son. Obviously, you know, you get guys that have talent, and then you try to bring them along in terms of learning and teaching. Coach Carter's done a great job with him as a D-line coach. You know, Coach Blastock has had a little bit to do with him as well, as far as pass rushing. So he's been there, done that, played in the league for 7 years. Coach Brown, the defensive coordinator, has played in the league, has played this type of defense before. So he's surrounded by, even myself being a, you know, former D-line coach and a coordinator, those types of things. He's surrounded by people that have been in a defense that he can flourish in. And so you take his talent, his God-given ability and talent, and then you try to add some things in terms of his growth and development. And he's taken that to a whole nother level. So, you know, he's a very, very good player. He's dynamic. He runs from one sideline to sideline. He's going to have to be one of our better players again on defense, which I think he is. I know he is. But more than that, he's a great person, always willing to learn. You know he's got all these accolades and all these things preseason wise. He's more interested about what happens postseason after everything's over. So that's the kind of mindset Nate has.
And just a quick follow up. Obviously, Charlotte is, you know, he's not very high on their scouting report, on their game plan. In other words, people are going to be looking at him a lot more this year. Is that something you've addressed with him?
I mean, sure. I mean, he's you know, the double teams or the chip blocks on, you know, when he's on the edge or whatever it might be. So our job is going to be able to, you know, move him around and do some different things with him. you know, allow him to use his, you know, his skill set and his ability when we can, and then let him flourish. But still play within the scheme of the defense and all those things like that. And Nate is, he's gotten really good at raising his football acumen. He's gotten really good at his pass rushing and his get off ability, his hand placement. All those things have improved because, like I said, he was around. He's been around, and now he's taken his game to another level. He's been recognized nationally, and rightfully so. So, you know, we're looking forward to him having a good game. But we need everybody, our whole defense, everyone, to have a good game against a Charlotte team that has a dynamic quarterback. They got a receiver that's a number 14. That's a go get it guy. A running back that can, you know, that not only as a running back, but he also is a kick returner, has done a phenomenal job. So they have an explosive offense, and they have guys, a quarterback that can distribute the ball. So we got to do a really good job as a defense to get things done. But, you know, Nate helps us, but we're going to have the help from the other 10 guys that are on the field as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
One more for you from Mike from David Teal. Go ahead, Dave.
Mike, you've had varying experiences actually on both sidelines, FBS, FCS in these matchups. You know, you beat Vegas, you beat Duke when you were at UR. But when you're the FCS school, do you find that these games give you an accurate assessment of your team, or are the results kind of a mixed bag and you never really know?
No. Dave, as usual, because you're a sage writer and you've been asking these questions over the years, it's a mixed bag because, you know, obviously there's a depth issue. There's 80 plus scholarships versus, you know, 60 something, 50 something scholarships. And so there's a skill set level. There's a depth level that, you know, your first team guy is battling their guys, and they got a second team guy that's as good as perhaps maybe your first team guy or provide depth in that situation. But, you know, Nothing has a barometer on your heart in terms of guys feeling like they can win games. And you can capture that. And sometimes the ball's got to bounce the right way. Sometimes you got to get the breaks that happen. But the mindset, whether you think of it as a David and Goliath type mindset or the fact that they didn't recruit you and here you are, you got a chance, you know, on a bigger stage now to show that you're very worthy and capable. You know, it's the mind games. It's the things you talk about as a coach about why they didn't take you or why, you know, and things that the players are always concerned about, you know. But for us, the ability to just think about the process of just having a season that can be competitive and be successful. And this is the first game of that process. And you know, the opponent is what the opponent is. But at the same time, you know, with the leadership and how we are as far as guys being older and having played in games like this. I mean, one year we played Virginia and East Carolina, two FBS teams in the same, you know, the same year. So those are things that our players embrace. And Charlotte's a great place to play. I've been down there before. And, you know, we're excited about it, Dave.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
All right, Mike. Thanks as always for the time today. Safe travels to Charlotte, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, you too.